The Source Podcast is brought to you by TechPont, a San Antonio company that uses cutting-edge digital technology to elevate marketing and advertising campaigns while reporting on transparent, measurable results. Their custom-built marketing strategies offer complete digital solutions and management. TechPont strives to help businesses connect with customers and effectively grow businesses. More at TechPonte.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The Broadway Corridor is an urban Cinderella story. But what's the next chapter in this rag-to-riches fable? Well, that's being decided in City Hall right now, with the redevelopment plan for Lower Broadway being finalized. In 2017, San Antonio voters approved the bond package to make Lower Broadway a complete street. But will that end up with or without protected bike lanes? Is this the Broadway that you voted for? Call in with your questions and comments. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet at us at @tprsource. We're joined this hour with Roberto Trevino, the San Antonio City Council representative for District 1. Councilman Trevino, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
David Alderman's here. He's a local developer, board member of the Downtown Advocacy Organization, Central San Antonio. David, good to have you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Art Reinhardt is the Interim Deputy Director for Transportation and Capital Improvements with the City of San Antonio. Art, good to have you back.
Thanks, David.
So, Councilman Trevino, tell us about the Broadway Corridor plan. Give us an update on where are we in the process and how we got here, and why do some people feel like there still needs to be a discussion about the role of bikes?
Thank you. Well, thank you for having us here today to talk about this. First, I want to point out that this is a process that was started a little over 4 years ago. The District 1 Bond Committee was also involved in the lead-up to the 2017 bond, and my staff has been involved all along. We've attended all the meetings, all the public meetings. We had a fourth one just recently at Central Catholic, and it was well attended. I attended myself. And I first want to also thank our Streets, Sidewalks, and Bridges committee members that were on the bond committee, Michelle Casillas, Rosa Valdez, and Sonny Collins. There was a lot of public input involved. In fact, there was even I believe in February of 2016, we were talking about the Build Your Own Broadway gathering to talk about all the great things that can come out of Broadway. Truth is, we have some constraints, and we're working through that. And so as people ask us to look at some of those things, we have. And we want to talk about what are those things, and that's what Art Reinhardt is here to discuss, is some of the existing conditions that we have. Broadway, as it extends from Hildebrand down to downtown, is not the same street. It's not the same width. You go from 110 feet down to 72 feet, and so therefore you're going to have some restrictions. But at the heart of this is that the bond project was a promising effort to create a great street, and a great street is a walkable street, a safe walkable street. We had a lot of discussions about what that means. That means wide sidewalks. That means accessible sidewalks. That means understanding that we need to be inclusive of all different elements. Yes, that includes bike lanes, but it also includes accessible sidewalks. It includes safe sidewalks for seniors. And sidewalks, in this case, must be wide in a street like Broadway. There was a plan that was created that allows for an option to divert from Broadway over to Avenue B that is a much safer option. It has one-tenth or less of the traffic and allows for safe bicycle traffic to continue through a protected bike lane. And I think that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how we've gotten to that process and why. We also have to be looking at the Broadway project as a Broadway corridor project. It isn't just about Broadway Street. It's about Avenue B. It's about Alamo. It's about how that entire corridor lines up to present opportunities for all of us to move safely through our community. This is why I've always advocated for sidewalks. I've always advocated for pedestrian mobility. And this Friday, there's going to be an announcement of our new pedestrian mobility officer. So stay tuned for that, because these are the kinds of things that we should hold as our core values as a city, is public safety first.
So Art Reinhardt, Interim Deputy Director of Transportation and Capital Improvements at City Hall. What does the plan look like right now for this Lower Broadway? And as Councilman Trevino explained, you know, Broadway changes. People know, you know, it's wider in some parts. There's more space in some parts. So what are you ending up with? What do you think we're going to be looking at when you cut the ribbon on this Broadway project?
I first want to start off just reminding folks about the overall project, and then I'll get to your specifics. But Broadway, the corridor itself, when we talk about corridors, we're looking at Broadway proper as well as both Avenue B and Alamo, that whole corridor. It's about a little over 3 mile length of project. It's about $97 million total that we're looking at. The lower segment specifically is about a mile in length. That stretches from the downtown area up to the I-35 interchange. So really what we're looking at doing there, as the councilman mentioned, the first and foremost goal of this project is to create that placemaking atmosphere. We understand to do that, we have to have tree-lined corridors, we have to have wide sidewalks. We're looking at 10-foot minimum sidewalks. In some spots, we want to try to get to 15 feet where we have the room. So really promote that walkability. That's the first and foremost objective. But we also know that it is a main artery, if not the main artery, coming from the north side into downtown. So we have to be mindful of that and looking at that. We are reducing some roadway capacity for cars to make room for the other modes. But we have to both work towards the placemaking atmosphere, but understand that there still is that pass-through aspect. So really that's what we're looking at and working with our partners. Also, one of the key features is looking at the sustainability aspect and incorporating stormwater treatment through low-impact development.
And David Adelman, you're a local developer, you're a board member for Central San Antonio. What are you hoping to see with the Broadway?
So the section that runs from I-35 to downtown that Art was talking about is a neighborhood that was named River North. River North Master Plan unfolded back in the mid-2000s. When you looked at that corridor, it's funny, when you introduced the subject, you said rags to riches. It was really riches to rags to riches. Riches was in the 1950s era. This was a thriving corridor. You had auto dealerships. You had other industrial uses that were just outside downtown. So what ended up happening is during a period of time, let's say from the 70s through the early 90s, mid-90s, the neighborhood essentially deteriorated. What you had was single-story, low-density industrial buildings along with some really beautiful historic buildings throughout the neighborhood. That neighborhood is perfectly set up for a high-density infill urban neighborhood. It parallels the museum reach of the San Antonio River. And so what you imagine is a neighborhood that's thriving with local businesses, retail, food, beverage, neighborhood service retail, and heavy, heavy residential. What's actually happening is layered on top of that is some significant office building development. And so if you think about it, you think about River North as a thriving mixed-use neighborhood. That's the vision.
And it seems like that vision is one that favors commercial development, right?
I would say commercial development, if you describe multifamily housing as commercial, then yes, I would include multifamily housing. Some people don't consider that commercial. It's residential, but it's high density.
And so, Councilman, you wanted to add to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think to David Adelman's point, we're seeing more and more people move to downtown. And so we want people who are living downtown to be able to move safely throughout downtown. So pedestrian mobility is a priority for us in downtown San Antonio.
All right, we're talking about the Broadway corridor. We're getting an update. We're talking about the bike lanes, protected bike lanes. How does the Broadway corridor plan fit in with the city's master bike plan? Is getting Broadway into a position where people can bike safely up and down Broadway in and of itself, is that important? Or is it important that they can also bike on a side lane, a side street, and do that safely, still get to downtown? Do they have to actually be on Broadway? Why is that important? Why is that significant? Why are some people calling for that? The number to call in if you have a question or a comment is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Broadway, You know, it is an important avenue for San Antonio. It's a historic avenue. It's gone through lots of different changes over the years. And this latest phase, it's booming. It's showing the redevelopment. We have a lot of young people moving to this area. It's certainly a showcase for the decade of downtown. What have we resulted? What have we harvested from that? But now it's going through another change, another metamorphosis. And will it be bike friendly, or how bike friendly will it be? These are the questions that we're exploring this afternoon. You can give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Let's listen to one of our voicemails, and this is from Mark.
This is Mark. I'm an avid cyclist, and I use it for both exercise and commuting. I live off of Broadway in the Pearl neighborhood, and I love being able to ride down Broadway. It's scary. It's a harrowing ride, and I really, really, really would love bike lanes all the way down Broadway, not on a side street, but on Broadway, where the cars are moving fast and where bikers need the most protection.
All right. So Mark is using the Broadway now. We're talking about the Broadway of the future, but he's talking about the experience and how, I mean, you're really, we've got, you know, fatalities locally that are terrible of people who are riding bikes trying, you know, and are we protecting them, and will this protect people in the future? Councilman Roberto Trevino.
Well, I think to that point, that's why we're advocating for a route that utilizes Avenue B in Alamo as an option, because that is where we can put the protected bike lanes to then force a solution that creates a substandard design for all elements of the project is something where I think it's problematic, because we got to think about the entire project. We got to think about people who are walking the streets. We've got to think about people who are from our disabled community, our seniors community, the fact that we may have to get rid of all the shade trees. All these things impact the way we can actually provide the kind of design that people are expecting. And so really this kind of gets to some of the technical aspects, and I'd ask Art to kind of talk about what the difference is between the kind of lane you would actually have on that lower portion of Broadway versus an actual protected bike lane, which you would have at Avenue B or Alamo.
Okay, so Art Reinhart, Interim Director, Deputy Director of Transportation and Capital Improvements.
Well, first, I think all of us agree on up here with Mark in the caller. We want it all on Broadway. The fact is we're constrained, and so that's why we're looking at these alternate routes as well. But to the councilman's point, when we're talking about bike facilities, you know, in San Antonio we have about 200 miles of bike lanes, but the majority—
And some people have said
that's correct.
That's generous.
Well, that's the inventory we have, but I think the comment goes to what I was going to mention, is most of those are nothing more than being separated by an 8-inch wide line. That's not what we want for Broadway. We want something that's what we call 8-to-80, that's safe for young kids and comfortable for the elderly to drive on or ride on as well. And so in the lower part of Broadway, we're looking at where it can't physically fit to put it on the side street, which is less than 400 feet over, a tenth of the traffic. And so that's really what we're looking at, to be able to put that protected bike lane where we can fit it along the corridor. It's something that I would feel comfortable having my kids ride on, versus something on Broadway that has 15 to 30,000 vehicles a day. And so, again, it goes back to none of us are saying we don't want these facilities. We want it all, like I mentioned. We just have to look at where can we put them that makes the most sense to accommodate the overall goals of the project.
And so you can tell Mark with full sincerity that when this project is done, you will be able to ride that path to downtown every day and feel a lot more safe and secure than you do right now.
Well, that's correct. So, again, overall, Broadway is over 3 miles long. Nearly two-thirds of it will have bike facilities on Broadway. If you're comfortable riding in full traffic, you can continue down Broadway. If you want something more protected, then less than 400 feet over is the Avenue B alternative, again, with minimal traffic. And that's really what the environment we're trying to create. That's something for safer and comfortable for everyone.
And so let me go and bring in another voice into our conversation. This is Russell Home Kronzer, and he is the board president of Bike San Antonio. Russell?
Hi, it's good to be here.
All right, so tell us, okay, what are your concerns? What are your thoughts about the current Broadway corridor plan?
Well, Bike San Antonio feels that we need to have a protected bike lane on Broadway along the entire route. And we have several reasons for that. One is that the Broadway is currently built and has been built in the past as a complete street project. And a complete street project does not have bike lanes on the side streets. It has them on the streets. And we feel like we feel like putting them on side streets on a certain part is still going to have bicyclists going up and down Broadway where the bike lanes don't exist. And that's because they're going to need to have access to those businesses. And we know that Broadway is a hot spot right now for injuries and fatalities with bikes and vehicles. And
the plan that you see right now is inadequate.
Yes. Yes.
And that you want to have protected bike lanes all throughout the entirety of Broadway, of Lower Broadway.
That's correct. And I would say we currently have we do have a protected corridor right now on Avenue B that goes up to that goes on Avenue B for quite a ways, but Broadway is still a hot spot.
Exactly. And so people will still be biking regardless. And when you hear that in order to provide the bike lane protection that you want, it would mean it's cutting into these wide sidewalks that are being proposed. Does that seem like, what do you hear when you hear that?
Well, I feel like if we need to cut into the wide sidewalks, then we need to cut into the wide sidewalks. I think bicyclists need to be put on equal footing with cars, with pedestrians, and with buses. If we don't get our way, we're coming in last. And we need to stop doing that. And if we need to have narrow sidewalks on a certain part of Broadway because it's too narrow, don't blame that on the fact that we need to have a bikeway there or bike lanes there. Blame it on the fact that that corridor of Broadway is narrow.
Okay. So, all right, Russell, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Let's go get some feedback from that. Let's go to David Edelman. We haven't heard from you for a while, Central San Antonio.
Yeah, so back to the vision that was laid out in the River North Master Plan and in subsequent planning efforts. The plan was for a walkable neighborhood. At the end of the day, what the last caller was just suggesting was narrowing the sidewalks. All of the urban planners, almost to a person that I've spoken to, talk about the width of the sidewalk being a critical component in the pedestrian utilization. So a 3-foot sidewalk's not going to get it done. A 7-foot sidewalk's not going to get it done. So the idea that you just simply narrow, and that as the caller put together, he describes the issue as a binary win or lose type of a challenge. That's not what it is. My personal vision, and I think the vision of our entire community, is and should be that there is a bicycle master plan, that there are connected bikeways. And the challenge to that Avenue B stretch that he mentioned is right now, at this moment, it's a short pathway that's not interconnected. But at the end of the day, when you interconnect that bikeway with other protected bike lanes, my vision for our downtown and central city, and in fact, I would say take it all the way to Loop 410, is we should be the most bike-friendly, protected bike, safe, sound bicycle community in the nation. We should aspire to be the best. And being the best does not put a protected bike lane on a major thoroughfare like Broadway. It puts it on those secondary streets like Avenue B or Alamo in this particular case. That's the vision, and I think that's the vision that the community, I hope, will realize is correct.
David, I would just want to add.
Sure, and this is Councilman Roberto Trevino.
And I agree wholeheartedly with David's assertion. The other point I want to make is that we do need to complete our bike master plan. We need to update it, I should say. And what it means is that these systems work when they're connected. And we shouldn't be thinking about a one-size-fits-all approach, but we do have a safer option, and that's what we have here. And we know that we're working to create plans that are going to fit our community the way we need it to here in San Antonio.
And Art Reinhardt.
Just quickly, I appreciate Russ's comment. He and Brian and Janelle from Bike San Antonio have been great stakeholders in this process for us. But the options we've looked at, and we have gone back several times to look at how can we fit bike facilities, it all comes down to reducing sidewalk width. Either you're going down from a 10-foot minimum to an 8-foot. I've seen a option from the community that was presented with a 7-foot sidewalk and no trees. And the fact is we have a parallel option 400 feet away. A tenth of the traffic, and really that gives us the opportunity to do something great along the corridor.
So we're focusing on sidewalks versus bike lanes, but what about the major thing that's going to be eating up asphalt is the car lane, you know? So what is reasonable for that? Or are we giving street parking, is that still going to be on the table?
Sure. So in the northern section of Broadway, we're actually removing travel lanes to promote wider sidewalks. In the lower segment, we're removing some of the dedicated turn lanes to narrow the roadway again. We still need to have two lanes of traffic each way. The volume is just simply too great. If we go down to one lane each way, anytime there's a bus stopped or a delivery or something, it blocks the whole roadway. And that's really what we're looking at. We see that all throughout downtown, the congestion it creates, and that, you know, again, going to air quality or non-attainment now, and it's just a domino effect. And we've looked at it many different ways, and we can continue to talk about it.
David Edelman?
So I think the real choice that the bicycle community has advocated for is what they're describing as a binary choice between a parking lane and a protected bike lane. So two points on that. Number one, it's not just a parking lane. It's where buses pull off and unload. It's where Uber and Lyft can drop off commercial service and delivery. It will have some parking that is an important element of the commercial thriving neighborhood that I described and laid out. So it's a more complex and nuanced conversation about that lane than just being a, quote, parking lane.
Well, you know, I would add to that that our disabled and senior community also has proximity issues of where they can park. And so not understanding that removing that removes that ability from them as well.
Well, and then lastly, even if you just tried to swap the quote parking lane for a bike lane, a parking lane is 8 feet wide. A bike facility or bike lane is 5 feet wide, which you would need one on each way or a total of 10 feet wide, plus the desired protection and buffer. So again, we're back to having to cut from sidewalks. So the fact is there's simply just not enough room in this lower segment on Broadway proper. That's why we're looking at the parallel corridors as well.
And the cars, are they the priority? What is the priority?
Pedestrians.
Yes, that's correct.
Pedestrians are the priority.
Absolutely. Walkable neighborhood.
We've advocated for pedestrian mobility for years now. Again,
does that include runners?
That absolutely includes runners.
The councilman's a big runner.
Yeah, well, not as big as I should be, but I will say, I mean, I used to be an avid cyclist myself. I used to be a competitive cyclist. I know what it's like to ride a bike, especially in areas that don't feel safe. I know what it's like to almost be run off the road, and can say that, you know, when we have options, we have a responsibility to understand that those options give us safer options for everyone, and we need to be inclusive of everyone in this conversation.
And we need to talk about all the other amenities that are being part of this street, whether it's the lighting. The shade trees are critical, I think, for San Antonio. We need more trees because of the future that we're facing. And we got some callers. We're going to get you on the air right after this break. Stay with us. Number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The source continues right after this.
Immigration.
I think we need to all get in before the wall goes up.
Health.
The Promotora, they have all the resources that can get them the help that they need.
Art.
There's this kind of subversiveness to it, right?
We cover all these topics and more on Fronteras as we examine issues along the border and beyond. I'm Norma Martinez. Download Fronteras where you find your favorite podcasts.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Have you biked down Broadway, or have you ridden a scooter down Broadway? Did you have a couple of close calls? What happened? Do you think that Broadway would be awesome if there were protected lanes for you as a bicyclist or as a scooter rider? A lot of scooters up and down Broadway. We're talking about the future of Broadway, and you can call in. The number is 210-614-8980. I've got some callers stacked up. Let's get them on the air. This is Mary. And hey, Mary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Roberto, my councilman, and David Adelman, my friend. I'm the soil person who talks about this all the time. TCI design standards include Betsy Ross's methods of regenerative infrastructure. We shaved $400,000 off the first project here, the Lackland Corridor Gateway. This is a soil specification choice. Houston TxDOT uses this method on all roadside plantings. And projects in Houston withstood 58 inches of rain and 10 days underwater. This eliminates chemical sensitivities. And when we're talking about horizontal construction, we really aren't talking about the soil spec. And there's so much more that we can be doing to include this sort of thinking.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for that. So soil, Art Reinhardt, Interim Deputy Director, Transportation, Capital Improvement, City Hall.
I can touch on it briefly. I know you have a lot of callers. But one of the things we're looking at is we've been working very closely with the San Antonio River Authority looking at low-impact development and how do we promote the infiltration to treat our stormwater runoff. And so that really gets into some of the bioretention and other features, I think, that the caller was talking about in relation to what we did at the Lackland Corridor. So that's something we are looking at to really promote that infiltration and best practices.
Okay, and let's go to Daniel. Daniel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I have two questions. My first question has to do with the vehicle lane length that I believe they're going to be 12 feet in width. And every pedestrian or pro-pedestrian bicycling blog, I read that those are dangerous. And I'd like Art Reinhardt to please describe how do these wide dangerous traffic lanes fit in with Vision Zero. So the second question I want to ask, where's the money for the North Avenue / Avenue B bike lane? Because the last report I read in the Rivard report, there is no money for it. So why are you putting cyclists aside?
Okay, so let's go to number one, 12 feet bike, 12 feet car lanes.
So the caller's question was about the width of the travel lane. So the minimum standard is 12 feet, but what we're designing is actually a combination of 10 foot wide in the middle lanes and then in the outer lanes 11 feet wide. We need it wide enough for the bus. So we are going less than the standard, and that's really what we've done all around town in our newer projects. It does help narrow that feel of the roadway and provide more of a calming effect. And then the second question was about the funding. That was something specific to Avenue B. We mentioned at our community meeting about a week and a half ago. There is no funding designated as part of this bond project for the bike facility, but the city is committed to getting that funding. And one of the things we've already approached the Midtown TERS about funding this facility, and there is promise in that. So that's something that we're actively working on, and it will be done concurrent with the Broadway project.
And Councilman Trevino.
I just want to clarify the TERS stands for the revitalization zone, and so that's essentially what these zones are set up for. So there, we know, we're confident that there's going to be funding for these bike lanes on Avenue B and Alamo because of these revitalization zones.
All right, another caller. Let's go to Ron. And Ron, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a cyclist. I ride up and down Broadway pretty much every day from my home in Terrell Heights to downtown locations. And I have gotten almost run over many times because motorists don't think that bicyclists belong on Broadway if there's no lanes or no signage. So if this planning process is going the direction it seems to be going to not have any bike lanes on Broadway, we at least need some signs. And we need to remember that Broadway is a premier boulevard of our fair city, and it goes back long before the 50s. It was 10,000 years ago a transit between the springs, the headwaters, and the Fertile Valley downtown. And we need to think about what kind of an expression we are sharing with the world when we design our Broadway.
So, Ron, first of all, you said that there aren't going to be any protected bike lanes on Broadway. That's not entirely correct. There are protected bike lanes over 60%?
That's correct. Again, we're looking at over a three-mile corridor, and about two-thirds of that corridor has the bike facility, a bike lane protected on Broadway itself, and that's the upper segment. It's not till you get to that lower segment that we have these challenges.
So if I'm like Ron and I'm going from my home in Terrell Hills, I'm going downtown, I'm going to go down Broadway, and 60%, I've got bike lanes, and then I got to go divvy over to Avenue B and then continue down there if I want full protection from the drivers on Broadway.
So once you get south of the highway, there's a couple things happen. One, the corridor gets narrower, so it's a calmer effect. So we would expect speeds to go down. Also, the volume drops down from about 30,000 vehicles near the Pearl down to 15,000. So there's less people on the road. It's still very congested, very highly traveled roadway. If you're not comfortable riding in the mixed flow, there will be that protective facility that is safe in that, quote, 8 to 80 range on Avenue B.
David Edelman?
Yeah, and following on the caller's point, the designers that I've spoken with that we've engaged with over the years of planning talk about traffic calming efforts. And those traffic calming things, one of the primary elements is going to be the street trees and the narrower travel lanes that Art laid out with street trees at the most central point to the street actually creates calming. If you think about a roadway psychologically, if you're on Loop 410, you hit the gas. If you're on a wide Broadway with no trees, you put your foot on the accelerator. But if you drive down a residential street, think about going through a neighborhood that's tree-lined streets with narrower streets, people tend to slow down and creep along. That's a natural result. So I think that caller is going to experience with the redesigned Broadway a street that's more favorable to traffic calming and will be safer for a bicyclist that chooses to ride on the street.
And just to touch on David's point about the residential street, that's really about the same amount of room we're talking about in the lower Broadway, the 72 to 78 feet. That's not much wider than new residential roadways, and that's really what the challenge has been in this lower segment.
Got another voicemail to play. This is from Randy.
Hello, my name is Randy. Broadway is presently just another urban busy road that is raw and ugly, not helped much by a redevelopment surge in recent years. I drive it often. In fact, I drive it with quick access in mind, and I'm not really aware of or looking for bicyclists and certainly not pedestrians. It so happens that I also bike it often. I don't like the unsafe feeling and the reality of it. I wonder if there were two of me, if the driving me might kill the bicycling me. I think it is future thinking and sustainable to make Broadway a safe avenue for pedestrians and bicyclists, and if there's room left, a lane or two of automobiles parking in the back streets.
Okay, Randy, so let's go to Councilman Roberto Trevino. So there's probably a lot of people like Randy. He wants to have these amenities for bicyclists and pedestrians, but at the same time, he becomes a different person when he's behind the wheel of the car.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that we do have a lot of issues when it comes to fatalities regarding vehicles and vehicles and bicyclists. That's why this plan is so important. We want to prioritize the safety of the cyclist and be as inclusive as we can throughout this entire corridor. And that's been the focus. So we do agree that, you can have an imbalance between somebody who's on a bike versus somebody who's inside of a car. And that's what this design has brought to us. It's a thoughtful design, a design that has considered all the opportunities to connect cyclists to where they need to go. And again, as Art has said, 60% of Broadway is going to have a protected bike lane. You get to this stretch and you get to downtown, we need to understand, where is this connected to? How does this connect to where it is people are going to? Are they going through downtown or are they going to a destination? Knowing that they're going to have to make some kind of a decision on getting onto another street that may provide them another protected bike lane.
So I'm going to get our bike guy, Bike San Antonio, Russell Home Crozier, with us again. And so I'm sure that you're hearing a lot of things that sound good, but are you thinking that, Russell, that things are changing, that people are going to be more, there's going to be more bikes and that the plan we're talking about right now doesn't really address the rise in the bike population that you expect to see in the future?
Oh, absolutely, for multiple reasons. Driving cars is going to become more expensive. We're going to have to be really cognizant of this, the effect that our cars have on climate change. Bicycling is a more egalitarian form of transportation. Not everybody has a car, and a lot of people would like to be able to traverse the city in other ways. And I think people do use the bus a lot, but if you've ever ridden the bus and you bike, you know that riding a bike is a way to make the bus system a lot less patchwork and a lot more of a complete transportation solution. So I do think there's multiple reasons why there's going to, and there's just going to be a general increase in population too. We're expecting San Antonio's population to double, and these are young people moving into San Antonio.
So you think bikes are the future and we need to be building for the future. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue our conversation. Got a lot more callers to get on the air. We're talking about the Broadway corridor update. What's it going to look like? Is this the Broadway that you voted for? Did you vote for it? And were you thinking about this when you voted for the bond package? And what do you hope to see? The number is 210-614-8980. The source continues after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We're talking about the Broadway corridor. This could be a showplace for San Antonio's complete street vision. This could be the, the hallmark, the thing that you look at and saying, this is what I want all of our busy streets in San Antonio to look like. Lots of room for pedestrians, protected bike lanes. We have some vehicles, but it's not all pell-mell, people driving crazy helter-skelter. This would be a great way to get things done for other busy corridors that we have in San Antonio, whether it be San Pedro or at Fredericksburg or South Cross. Take your pick, but we got to start somewhere if we get Broadway right, because this could inspire a lot more fantastic redevelopment all throughout San Antonio. What do you want to see? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Let's go back to the phones with Barbara. And Barbara, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I've been getting calls from seniors who want to make sure that their drop-off accommodations for them. I've ridden down in my youth Broadway many times. But actually, the more people are coming to San Antonio, it also includes seniors, not just people who can still balance on a 10 speed or whatever they call them now. So basically, what we want to make sure of is that, 20% of San Antonians are 60 and older, and a third of San Antonians are 50 and older. And we want to make sure that their needs are accommodated also.
All right, Barbara, thank you for that. I'm going to go straight to another caller, Marshall. Hi, Marshall. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was thinking that perhaps one solution could be to make Broadway split up the northbound and southbound traffic on Broadway, making Broadway southbound and Alamo Street northbound all the way to Cunningham Avenue. And this would provide room for wider sidewalks, Class A type bike lanes and trees and room for tables for cafes and stuff like that, and it would really connect the Pearl to downtown, and be one big nice stretch of where pedestrians and bicyclists and people could really enjoy what's going on.
Okay, Marshall, thank you for that. So he's thinking outside of the box and coming up with inventive. So have y'all looked at solutions like that, Art Reinhardt?
So we did roughly look at something about splitting traffic. It wasn't part of the 2016 study that's been discussed, but one of the challenges when you go with one-way traffic is the transit aspect of it. Splitting up northbound and southbound transit movements is not as efficient having basically stops on one street and then going southbound, it would be on another street separated by a block. So that's a challenge. Also, to fit a bike facility on Broadway, that would free up space. But when we look at doing a two-way bike facility with the one-way traffic, there are some challenges. Now, those can be mitigated through signaling and things like that. But it gets back to kind of creating that placemaking environment. Some of the difficulties are with the transit aspect. And so that's something that wasn't studied in detail. But I appreciate the thought on that.
And to Barbara's call, there are going to be drop-off locations in the plan that it seems to be firming up right now, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So I'm going to go back to David Adelman. You seems like you were wanting to address some of the concerns that we heard from Russell with Bike San Antonio, that there's always flexibility. As things progress, if suddenly cars become a thing of the past, we can always adjust, right?
Absolutely. And once you have if you can maximize and build the neighborhood for that walkable pedestrian first vision that we've laid out with the wide sidewalks, if in fact car usage diminishes over time, and we all project that it will, and if in fact we become a more bike-friendly community with connected master plan and the biking grows significantly, you can always take a lane of travel out and start to mitigate and create a dedicated bike lane in the future. There's nothing would stop you from doing that. It would be a fairly low-cost adjustment if that happened. And I say if that happens because I'm not actually convinced, even I'm one of the most disruptive thinkers that most people know, is I'm always thinking into the future and what things look like and that things will be changed and different. However, I know one thing's for sure. It's hot here in South Texas. And I just don't know how big this community will grow in terms of real bicycle commuting and beyond leisure and a little bit of commuting.
So Austin is hot too. It's not that Central is not that much hotter than Austin.
Same, I agree.
And Austin seems they're doing pretty well with bikes.
Yeah, I think they're building more dedicated bike lanes, but I think it's also gridlocked with traffic to the point of you might even be able to move. I'm a big fan of dedicated mobility lanes, period. Actually think there's a future to scooters and electric bikes and bicycles as well in dedicated lanes. We need a connected grid of dedicated lanes downtown for sure. That will start to move the needle. Will the needle move far enough to remove lanes from the roadway? We're removing some now. Will we be able to remove more in the future? Quite possibly.
So you mentioned scooters. Councilman Trevino, are scooters going to be able to use the bike lanes?
Yes. I mean, in fact, that's a great point to bring up because we just passed an ordinance that got scooters off sidewalks. And so scooters, we believe, have a better option being in bike lanes.
Protected
bike lanes. And I want to kind of go back to what was being discussed earlier in terms of, you know, what is the most egalitarian form of transit? Walking is the most egalitarian form of transit. And I will quote VIA, as they say all the time, every transit trip starts and ends with a pedestrian trip. So that's what we're focused on here. We want to make sure that we're providing, all these safe, walkable streets and sidewalks and, of course, bike lanes.
And Art?
I just wanted to add, I'm glad the councilman mentioned VIA. So we know as planners and engineers, as our population is going to double by 2040, we need to think larger than just cars. And really what we've been focusing on is supporting VIA and their transit system. That's why council has acted over the last 2 years to financially support VIA now to the tune of $10 million a year to promote frequency on nearly a dozen different routes. VIA has identified the Broadway corridor as a rapid transit corridor, which is dedicated bus lanes, essentially. And so, as David mentioned, this does provide some flexibility in the future. Should those plans progress, we could look at and have that conversation about repurposing a car lane to a dedicated bus lane.
Let's go back to the phones. Our last call with Katie. Katie, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to some of the previous comments, and regarding the Broadway corridor, the feasibility of adding a protected bike lane, I think it's totally realistic. I'm an avid cyclist. I've gone up and down Broadway on my bike. I know it's not totally safe. We need to make it safe for San Antonio's community if we want to grow the cycling community. It's something that we have to start by making Broadway the corridor of the future and do it the right way so that everybody can share in having this space where they don't necessarily have to go up and down the road 40 miles per hour. They could be a beginner cyclist, something that involves the entire community and that San Antonio could get behind. And this just seems like the perfect opportunity, whether it's taking out one of the lanes of traffic to create a protected bike lane that flows in both directions, or creating a multi-use corridor where they're part of the sidewalks. It's something that to me is totally achievable, and I think that this is just the beginning. It's already starting to happen.
All right, Katie, thank you for that. And part of that, which Katie's talking about, is 24 hours, or not 20, but, you know, and evenings as well. We got to have good lighting on Broadway, and right now it's kind of patchy in some places. So can you talk about that, Art? Where are we with the lighting?
So really this whole conversation has just been about the nuts and bolts of the infrastructure, but we haven't touched on the amenities. So we're talking about nice pedestrian lighting, ornamental lighting, to really give a unique look all throughout the corridor, even as far as the Witty, you know, ultimately along this corridor. So in addition to the lighting, there's other artwork incorporated into our infrastructure, colored pavers, things like that. I know the councilman had wanted to chime in on some of that as well.
So Councilman Roberto Trevino.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we just adopted a resolution in May to adopt the Urban Lighting Master Plan, which included Broadway, and understanding that it's not about the amount of light, but the quality of light. And so Broadway is going to set a good example for us on how we should be lighting our city, not just in downtown, but all over our city. So incorporating the resolution that we adopted to utilize the Urban Lighting Master Plan is going to be critical.
And so, David Adelman, as a developer, as well as being part of Central San Antonio, diffusing the traffic off of Broadway, getting some bike traffic and onto other side streets, whether it be Alamo or Avenue B, are there opportunities there we can continue the Cinderella story that we've had on Broadway into other parts parallel to Broadway?
I think that's a great point. In fact, yes. I mean, the answer is resounding yes. I think if you put that protected bike lane on that secondary street, it's going to bring value to that secondary street as well. So, and make that street a really nice street and a good place to actually live and be adjacent to. And
so we could see sidewalk cafes and other really interesting, cool places to hang out in those places. Are we going to be putting investment in these side streets, Roberto Trevino?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're already talking about that. And as was mentioned earlier, through the Midtown tours and all the activity that we're seeing in that area, we know it's going to be an incredible corridor and will be an incredible place for all San Antonians.
And I just have to touch real quick on Avenue B specifically. You know, when we were initially exploring that option, in one of the stakeholder meetings with some of the development community, they talked about the vision they have for Avenue B. Right now, it may seem kind of like a back of store, but in the future, it will be a place to be.
Does Avenue B, does the B stand for bicycle?
Hey, I like that. I actually think Avenue B stands a really high percentage chance of being one of the coolest, greatest streets in our downtown neighborhood we call River North.
All right. So, and when are we going to see all this stuff happening? When's the ribbon cutting ceremony, Roberto Trevino?
Well, we're at currently at about 40% design, and we just wrapped up with our fourth public meeting, and I would say hopefully a lot sooner than later. We definitely want to get started.
Yeah, so you'll have construction starting late this year, some of the early work, and then we're looking to have the lower segment complete by the end of 2021.
All right, that's Art Reinhart. We heard from Roberto Trevino, District 1, City Council Member David Adelman. He's with Central San Antonio. And Russell Hom Crosery is with us. He is the Board President of Bike San Antonio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia, and Jan Ross Piedad. Dan Katz is TPR's news director.